zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
It's 12-yard line. Green Bay, low snap. Marquez has blocked in the air.
They blocked the punt. They blocked the punt of Bjorkes. It's rolling free.
And it caroms
on the goal line to 49ers. Scoop it.
And it's scooped up by the Niners and returned to the end zone for a touchdown, San Francisco. Scooped up and taken into the end zone by the Niners. And the guy who gathered it in was Talanoga Hufanga. And the Niners are an extra point away from getting this game tied.
Touchdown, San Francisco! They blocked the punt.
Snap, high snap, placement made, kick end over end to the uprights, and it is good! Good. The San Francisco 49ers advance with a 13-10 victory over the Green Bay Packers on a 45-yard field goal by Robbie Gould as time expires.
Robbie Gould has kicked the 49ers to victory here in Green Bay.
The golden leg of Robbie Gould going to an NFC championship game.
A gut-wrenching, heartbreaking defeat.
That's pretty good, Mellon.
I enjoy as much as any Bears fan the fact that Green Bay is out of the playoffs. You know, the I don't think we have much to say as Bear fans. Like, we can enjoy it. I don't know that there's much to taunt, right? I mean, like, the Bears are an abomination of an organization.
I mean, with zero success to show for the last 25, 30 years of their existence. Zero. I mean, well, why? One Super Bowl trip.
It's bad.
I mean, you know, like, I did... As much as I enjoy it, because I don't like the Packers, I was a little surprised to see, like, the trolling of Aaron Rodgers or the Packers from Bears fans. Like, we don't have much to troll. Sorry.
I guess if there's times to celebrate, that would be a time to celebrate. And that's what Bears fans did.
Like,
with your team disgustingly bad.
Disgustingly bad.
Disgustingly bad, and your front office and your ownership exposed for being the boobs that they are. Both your general manager and your coach have been fired, and you had to hire a octogenarian to find your new general manager and a football coach.
Tell me, watching all this beautiful football over the weekend, all this action, like, tell me, as a Bears fan, honestly, like, watching Joe Burrow and the Bengals, watching the Rams, watching what we saw last night, I think Dan Durkin from The Athletic even, like, sort of hinted at it. Like, as a Bears fan, how do you not watch that and just go, well, we are...
A long way away.
We're in a different galaxy.
Stratosphere.
Like, we are in, as Bears fans, we are in a different galaxy.
Yes.
Listen, you can harp on the negative, but this is a day to have the Schadenfreude, my friend, as the Germans like to call it, and rejoice in the misery of others. The folks up north, yes, yeah,
funny.
Sex is great.
That's funny.
But have you ever watched the Packers get eliminated from the playoffs? That, my friends, was beautiful.
Yeah, I'd still take the sex, but that's just me.
Me too.
Maybe on a Saturday night,
I would still
boys,
take it.
Maybe on a Saturday night, you can do both. Huh?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, and Bears fans did. They celebrated the demise of the Green Bay Packers. And, he's going to be gone. He's going to retire. If he plays again, he'll play for the Packers in 2022. If he plays again. And I would never release him because he might be able to come back and play in 5 years. The Packers should never relinquish his rights ever.
Well, the contract's up after next year, though, isn't it, Yerk?
Contract's up, right, but if he retires.
Oh, I got you. Yes.
If he retires,
I agree
they don't relinquish his rights at all.
Agreed.
Yes.
This was Garoppolo and Robbie after the game. And who caught this on their phone, Merck?
Stacey Dales from the NFL Network.
Stacey Dales from the NFL Network caught this on her phone. This is good.
Man, that feels good.
I liked that. Gold saying, man, this feels good. He saw Jimmy. They came up. They embraced Jimmy. Said, awesome job. He's like, F the Packers. I can appreciate that a little bit. That was good.
Hey, he's from Arlington
Heights. Way to go,
so,
Gold and Garoppolo. Know. Yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo can't believe he's advancing to the NFC Championship game after that game.
Didn't score a touchdown.
Three straight road games. Three wins. Right. They had to win them, guys. They've won three straight. Like, San Fran's got a little something going on. And the way that defense played, the way they adjusted after that opening drive, good for the San Francisco 49ers.
Jimmy G did lead him in the field goal position, did he not?
He did. He still didn't play a very good game.
Oh, I saw the numbers. Yeah, they're not rosy. And the interception that he threw, where the ball didn't flutter. It looked like the wind affected it. Didn't look maybe a ton, but
was that a slight deflection? No, it wasn't deflected.
I don't think so.
No, it wasn't deflected at all. Yeah.
Well, he almost threw a pick six. I don't know what the Packer defensive
two?
Back was.
You almost threw two.
Yeah, almost threw two. One was really
aggressive. Guys. That's why defensive backs play defensive back and not wide receiver.
Never even saw the ball.
When you can't catch the ball, okay? When you can't catch the ball, you play defensive back.
So we've spent a lot of time here talking about last night because the game was the game and then the overtime rules, but we can spread it around if you've got thoughts on the other games. I mean, on Saturday, both number one seeds went out. Yeah. I did not have a position on the first game. Congrats to North. I said the odds couple had a strong weekend. We did. Northy was all over the Bengals. Mike and I don't disagree in our handicapping very often. I did not agree with Mikey. I didn't play the game.
Nine sacks,
but I thought it was a lay it or don't play it. I'm right. Even though the Titans are maybe one of the softer number one seeds we've seen in a while, I didn't like the matchup for Cincinnati. Joe Burrow's a dude. Let's face it. Trent Dilfer calls him dudes. He's a dude, and that's a good thing. Like, this kid... There's moxie, and there's confidence, and there's skill, and he's really good.
Right, he is very good.
He's really good.
How did Derrick Henry lose? I mean,
stop it.
No, I want to know, how did he lose? Derrick Henry came back, right? They got the great running game, right?
More than...
Everybody was telling me how fantastic Tennessee is.
This is why a running back...
They got a running back, John.
This is why a running back will never again in the history of the NFL win an MVP award.
Yeah.
Ever. It will never happen again.
I mean, it wasn't like they had to be world beaters to stop them either.
This is what was amazing about that game. Let's face it. When you get nine sacks in a game and lose. Yeah. So I did a quick perusal. I tweeted it on Saturday night, Yerk.
Right.
I did a quick perusal of Stathead, and I believe I used the filter properly. And I never saw Stathead like shoot me down and say, like, no, Carmen, you idiot, that stat is wrong. Let me see if I can find it just so I have it correct. I tweeted it. I should have wrote it down before the show. I apologize. Hold on. Saturday. Okay. So here it is, Yerk. I'm getting there. Here it is. NFL history before that game. You ready?
Yes.
Teams that allowed their quarterback to be sacked nine times in a game had a winning percentage of 0.062. That is 6.2% of the time. 8-144-3, and I don't think anybody would be surprised by that. It was only the second time in postseason history that a team ever allowed nine sacks and won a game. The only other team to do it was a Kansas City playoff win back in the 60s.
Oh, boy.
Nine times.
To sack a quarterback nine times.
Nine times.
And your team loses speaks to some of the deficiencies you have offensively. And the fact that Ryan Tannehill is your quarterback, unfortunately for the Titans fans.
Three interceptions.
But Joe Burrow, I mean, just think of the AFC right now. Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, all will start the 2022 season ages 26 or younger. I don't know what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson. We'll see. Maybe he's still in the AFC. But if he is, maybe you add Deshaun Watson.
Don't you put Lamar Jackson in that group too?
Lamar, yeah, it's a good call. I probably shouldn't overlook Lamar, although it was a weird year for Lamar, maybe because of the injuries. He did not play great. I think a lot of Lamar Jackson, but...
Well, he's been an MVP.
He has. But guys, if you're not like the every other team in the AFC, are you... Like, Bill Belichick is watching that game last night going, I like Mac, but I mean, you're never winning a game like that with Mac Jones, are you? I mean, like, Bill Belichick's got to be watching that going, the rest of the conference is in trouble.
Well, Carm, I would say you saw the development of one quarterback. Why couldn't Mac Jones develop?
Does he have that skill set, though? Does he have what Mahomes has, what Allen has?
I mean, listen.
What Herbert has?
Position A, the ability to run, is what caused Carson Wentz problems.
Not only that. I don't even mean that. I just mean everything else. The ability to throw the ball the way they can. The ability to throw it on the run. The ability to be accurate. The ability to throw it 70 yards down the field. I mean, when you watch Burrow and Herbert and Allen and Mahomes and what they do, like, Mac's fine. But, I mean, does he do that? I don't know, man.
First year.
Yeah. You know what, though? Speaking of first year,
I'll give him time.
Trevor Lawrence. Listen,
Trevor.
I know it didn't go well this year, but he still has physical talents that make him interesting,
too. So how about all these quarterbacks in the AFC right now, guys? All these young quarterbacks.
And the NFC's got all the aged quarterbacks.
Got all the old guys.
Even Stafford's an old guy.
Even Russell Wilson and Stafford. And now
Roethlisberger leaves, right?
Yeah.
So now you're going to have a young guy, theoretically, in Pittsburgh.
Tom's in Oklahoma. What up, Tom?
Hey, so first of all, Jimmy G is one of my favorite quarterbacks after his line to, you know, Robbie Gould after that game, you know, and the F the Packers thing. So I don't care what Miller says about him. He's one of my favorites now. And secondly, I have an idea to kind of fix the overtime rule. It's simple. I'm not sure if anybody has even said it or anything like that. How about this? How about you don't let Travis Kelce be wide open in the middle of the field, so then they can get like 40-something yards.
I don't disagree.
And then take a field goal to tie.
I don't disagree, but what good is that for Josh Allen? It's not Josh Allen's fault.
Yes, but hey, here's something that my parents always said to me. You know, everybody wants to say, well, that's not fair to Josh Allen. That's not fair to this. And maybe Yurko will agree with me.
Life's not fair.
Exactly.
I agree with you, Tommy.
Life isn't fair. That's true.
Life's not fair, guys.
And I agree with Tom. Even though Jimmy G's not a great quarterback, he checks a lot of boxes. Chicago kid, Eastern Illinois, most handsome quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, I like him. You know I'm a big fan.
He checks all those boxes, Yurk, mm-hmm. So we got to like Jimmy G. And he said F the Packers.
Well, that he did. I mean,
he does
fine.
Check a lot
I'll try
of boxes.
To recover over that.
Well, yeah, that hurts Yurko a little bit, I think, because he
does hurt my feelings
Packers.
A little bit.
He played for a little. All right, we're going to breeze through a bunch of calls coming up next.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
If you miss something, the podcast is out there. The all-new ESPN Chicago app is here. Get it now.
Football there ever was.
Yes.
A four-pack to remember.
What are the ratings? Got to be through the roof.
Yeah, Merck, will you keep us scouring the internet?
Yeah.
See if we can get some ratings?
A scour, Carmen.
Thank you, Merck.
Scour the net, guys.
Carmen and Yurko, Merck and Meller on the other side of the glass. We're live in our first Midwest Bank State Street studios, and you can watch us today and every day on Twitch, twitch.tv. Download the Twitch app, search ESPN 1000 Chicago. Follow the station and all the shows and join the chat. The snow has stopped, which is good. Boy, it was a little messy this morning. It's always bad when it happens when people are going to work. You know, it makes the commute a lot worse. So
hopefully
you got in safely, but the snow
stopped. Call an audible.
Yeah?
I'd call an audible because the Bishop Ford was jacked up at 115th Street. So the good kid took Torrance Avenue, all the way to the south side, 103rd. Then I jumped on Stony Island from there.
And it worked okay?
Well, it worked. It worked because it has to work.
Good job.
You don't have a choice. You got to traverse the roadways.
Michael's on the south side talking about the NFL weekend. What's up, Mike?
I can't get this phone right. Okay, yeah, that's what I was saying. I don't really care about the Bears' record how they been awful, but I do care about the Packers losing. I love every bit of it. Now, as far as that one play where Rodgers threw that ball 30 yards to Amante.
To Devontae. Yeah, Devontae.
Yeah, he thought he was going to get the flag like they always do. They always pull that flag out on him.
He
didn't get it this time.
He had a guy wide open down the middle of the field, too, like in the middle. They had the way they had the route combination. I mean,
right.
He had a crosser in the middle, like that intermediate route almost, and he was wide open. And Rodgers tried to Adams was double covered, and maybe he was hoping for a flag or Devontae just to make an unbelievable play. Didn't happen. Michael, thanks for the phone call, buddy.
It didn't happen. They got the ball, and they did what they had to do.
Attleboro, Philly, Sid's in Elgin. What up, Sid?
Oh, Philly, what's up, kid?
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, great to talk to you. Man, that was quite possibly one of the best weekends of football I've ever seen.
Absolutely.
I mean, just the excitement level literally all 3 days, on both days, was just amazing. I had a couple points. My first is kudos to Andy Reid for pulling off what will probably be a feat never to be touched again. This will be the second team that he has taken to 4 straight conference championship games.
Remarkable.
He did it with the Eagles and McNabb. He's now done it with Mahomes.
Remarkable. It is.
So
what can you say?
Huge kudos to him.
He's great.
Second, the overtime rule, guys, whatever. I don't really care. The only way the NFL is ever going to change that rule is if the guy sitting on the bench is Tom Brady. But because it's never happened to him, they won't change it. Kind of like they didn't change the you can't hit a quarterback below the knee rule when Bryce Pop destroyed Cunningham.
Yeah, Randall Cunningham.
They waited until Brady got hurt.
Yeah.
Well, I think timing-wise, they realized, I think as just time goes by, they realize they've got to protect their most valuable commodities more and more. You know, I mean, I think that I don't know that they ever knew that the quarterback was quite the star that, because the game's changed so much. Remember, it used to be running backs, Sid. I mean, not that quarterbacks weren't sexy positions.
Sure.
But once this league has transitioned into such a passing, explosive, offensive league, like, they realize they've got to protect these quarterbacks. And, yeah, you're right. I mean, like, when it happens to Brady, they're gonna make a rule adjustment. Because he's great, but they realize the importance of that position at this point.
And my last point, guys, and I'll let you go. All the talk about the MVP, whether it's Rodgers, whether it's Brady, and then there were some thrown in there a little bit. Hey, what about the running back from Indianapolis?
Yeah.
Nobody is talking about the fact that Patrick Mahomes just had a 37 touchdown, 13 interception, over 4,800 yard passing year. And literally, he isn't being talked about being an MVP. I understand it. But wouldn't you kill to have those numbers
of
from your quarterback?
Of course.
Any Bears quarterback would even remotely sniff those numbers. I'd be happy about it, Philly.
Sid, thanks, buddy.
Yeah,
I mean, come on. It's
right,
of course.
The start for Kansas City was so horrific. Remember their start?
Yeah, they were like 2-3, weren't they?
That's when his name went off the charts.
And they won 8 in a row?
You didn't hear anything about Mahomes. Right. Oh, Mahomes facing adversity for the first time. Oh, Mahomes this and this. Oh, Mahomes that and that. Sarah Spain finally came by to pick up her mail.
Sarah, I know.
Yeah, finally. Look, all her fan mail.
That's a lot of mail, Sarah.
I know. She doesn't need help. She needs help with all that mail.
We got to get like a card.
Oh, I remember like it was yesterday. She'd come in here and give us the Twitter reports, right?
I know.
And she'd just be shaking her head and going, just get me the hell out of here.
Get away from these clowns. Yeah. Alex in Melrose has a good point. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, yeah. Well, I got two things now. I'll keep them brief. I know you got a lot of callers. First off, regarding, Josh Allen not getting another chance. I think Yerk will agree with me on this. It's not Allen versus Mahomes, right? It's Bills versus Chiefs, and defense is a part of that.
That's right.
Unfortunately, you know what I mean? And I'm going to say that this other part, as a former ref and a former player, does anyone find it ironic that they put in the emphasis on taunting for Tyreek Hill? And during the play, he throws up the same thing they initiated the rule on.
Right.
And they don't call it.
Alex, you're spot on. And did they really put it in for Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, that was the example.
Oh, was that the example?
Yes,
Alex,
that was the example.
You nailed it. I didn't even realize that, but you nailed it. Why? I can't stop thinking about that poor Cassius March. Marsh in the Bears game.
Yeah.
He did nothing wrong, and he's getting up because his
Karanti bumped into him.
I mean, really?
The penalty wasn't called until Karanti went and initiated contact.
Terrible.
You remember that.
And there's Tyreek Hill.
Well, everybody's caught up in the euphoria of the situation. I mean, here we are. There it goes. Boom. Oh, my God. It's happening. Here it is.
No penalty.
Yeah, nothing. Of course, the crowd would have. That refereeing crew would not have gotten out of Kansas City. Throw that pass.
Alex,
the taunting one I like. Not the taunting, but the unsportsmanlike. The one they threw on Brady. I love it.
First one ever.
You can't drop an F-bomb. I told you when Bob McElway almost chased me out of the place.
You did.
He goes, go ahead, open your mouth again. And he's got his hand on the flag.
I love it. Bob, I'm sorry.
My temper got the better of me, Bob.
I dare you. Do it again.
How about the unsportsmanlike, though, on Weddle, which occurs as the ball hits the ground on Mike Evans and thus does not extend the drive for the
Bucs? Post-possession.
Which, by the way.
My goodness, that felt weird.
That is right, though, isn't it?
It's the ball hits the ground.
I don't know.
That's still part of the play.
I mean,
yes!
it's not 10 minutes after.
It felt wrong.
You know what I'm saying? I thought it was good timing still.
Wait.
Listen, that's happening. That's still part of that play.
Yes.
Now, what happens, you know, part of him trying to catch it, that's part of the play. If it happens 3 seconds later, that's post-possession foul.
Isn't the play dead the minute the ball touches
yes,
the ground?
Yes, you're right, Carm. That's why that's why the Rams got the ball.
Right. I agree, but to me, it just seemed too close.
Yes, I'm with Erico. And the reason it never comes into play is because that occurred on fourth down. So that's why we never see it.
Yeah.
We'll see it happen on third down. Right. It will extend the drive because there'll still be a down to go.
Because there'll be a down
left. But because that occurred on fourth and 13, that's the only reason it was extended.
That's the nuance of the rule.
Yeah. Rich is in Logan on ESPN 1000. What's up, Rich?
How you doing, lifelong Bills fan living in Chicago?
Tough one, brother.
I feel for you, buddy. Were you killing white tables?
I've been in and out of bed about six times. Thanks for actually waking me up and getting me out of bed. It's been a tough. But Carmen, you were talking about early on with Allen and how bad he was his rookie year. And the thing is, he won six games. He had the worst receiving corps of all time. And at that point, I'm like, I want to see where this kid goes.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other quarterback I'd rather have. Obviously, I'm biased. But if you guys got to pick a quarterback for the Bears, anybody in the AFC, am I delusional to think that you'd even think about taking Josh?
No, I don't think you're delusional. And, Rich, seriously, I mean, we don't deal out sympathy around here too often, especially to the frickin' Bills, but I feel for you guys a little today. Gian Greco, Mike Miller up at Delilah's here in Chicago. He's from Buffalo. He's a big Bills fan. Anybody that's a Bills fan today, I got to admit, I looked at those offensive players, especially. I looked at Josh Allen, and I went last night. I'm like, that's tough. That's just absolutely brutal. And I don't think you're crazy, Rich. I mean, I'd still go Mahomes. Everybody knows my infatuation with Herbert, but I don't think I could tell you right now that I would take Herbert over Allen.
One thing I'll say, I think you have to choose Mahomes if it's your.
Yeah, it's still Mahomes.
But here's the thing: if you have Josh Allen. Or Justin Herbert, probably. I don't know about Burrow yet. But if you have Josh Allen,
he's pretty good, Mel.
You feel like you could beat Mahomes if you have to head-to-head at some point. Like,
that's true.
The Bills don't feel like they're at a disadvantage.
That's true.
Give me a wide receiver from that 2018 team. If you guys can give me the leading receiver.
For the Bills?
For the Buffalo Bills. Without looking it up, I've got it
Bills,
in front of me.
2018. So it was before they had traded for Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, it was before Diggs.
This guy had 56 receptions for 652 yards, and he was the leader.
I'm guessing Cole Beasley wasn't there yet. He was still in Dallas.
No, yeah, he was not. Give us some kind of hint here.
His first name begins with the letter Z.
Zay Jones.
Yep.
Zay Jones,
yeah. Exactly. It.
He's doing things for the Raiders.
Yeah. Zay Jones was the wide receiver. He was 23 of age.
He was probably a rookie.
Kelvin Benjamin,
yeah. He had a cup of coffee where he was like slightly good, and then he got hurt.
Targeted 62 times with 23 catches.
Yeah, that's not good. He got hurt and he got messed up because of the injury.
And then LeSean McCoy was coming out of the backfield, and that's it, guys. That is it. Oh my God, I'm telling you, it's miserable, up and down.
I can't get over Allen. I mean, obviously, we've known Mahomes for a while. Herbert, Burrow. Like, Burrow really impressed me. And Burrow didn't even throw a touchdown pass. But you can't walk away from that game on the road against the number one seed. Some of the throws he made. Did you see what they did on third down in that game? Like, Burrow impressed the ever-living hell out of me. And he continued to do it. He is so confident. And just, he made big throws to keep drives alive in that game. Like, it was his first ever road start in the play. Like, it was impressive, guys.
His foible, though, do you guys agree? He does, part of the 9 sacks are on him, too.
That's true.
He holds the ball so much.
I agree.
And what concerns me is what happened last year. As good as he is, he's exposing himself to too much risk.
Yeah.
You know, in a violent game.
He got sacked 51 times during the regular season. That was the most in the league. So you're right. We've talked about that.
I'd build that offensive line if I was them.
He holds the ball a little bit too much. You see Jamar Chase in their last four games that have mattered. I threw out week 18
because
they didn't really play the starters in week 18.
Right.
It didn't matter. In the last four games that have mattered, Jamar Chase is averaging 8 for 154.
That's pretty good. You know, that's Cooper Kupp-like numbers.
Nobody can cover
him. Hey, those are Cooper Kupp-like numbers.
Yeah, he's
all right, 7 of 15 for the Bengals. Is that what you said on third down?
Yeah, they were 7 of 15.
7 of 15 on third down. That's pretty damn good.
Like, he made some big throws on third down.
He threw for 348 yards.
I mean, like, he's really good. He's
who was our eighth-ranked quarterback in our rankings?
Tannehill.
Tannehill. For everybody, it was Ryan Tannehill, right?
I think Merck had Tannehill like sixth or somewhere.
Tannehill eighth.
Yeah. Oh, you did? Okay.
We I all had Garoppolo
him
seventh.
And we all had him.
And we all, I had him seventh.
I think
too.
I flipped him. I had Garoppolo
actually, I might have had
Tannehill
Garoppolo.
Yeah. I was like, wait. Yeah, whatever. We had him seventh.
No, you had Tannehill eighth. Everybody knows he's the worst quarterback.
Yeah, I think
there
I did have Tannehill. Yeah.
Garoppolo, even I had Garoppolo seventh of the group that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay? So just so we know.
Tannehill's bad.
Who had Stafford fourth? Somebody had Stafford up there.
I believe I did.
Wait,
yeah. I had Stafford.
Hey, look who looks smart today, huh? Look at you.
You guys want to join me and move Allen above Rodgers yet?
Well, I still don't think he's better than Aaron Rodgers.
No, I don't want to do that yet.
Okay.
I don't want to do that yet. But it's heading that direction, that's for sure. I mean, the old guys are going to retire.
Yeah.
The old guys are going to go do different things. But what is it, 38-4 this year?
Yeah, I mean,
starting 16 games only.
The guy's thrown nine interceptions the last 2 years.
True, but how about, Yerk, am I wrong here? That throw to Aaron Jones that was a big gainer, 75 yards.
Yeah, should have been a touchdown if he hits him in stride.
And Aaron Rodgers throws him in a spot where he has to turn around completely, and it goes for a big gainer. But what ends up happening at the end of the half?
Yeah, receivers
the Niners block a field goal.
Receivers got to be able to adjust, too.
Well, he adjusted and caught it.
Matt, adjust on the fly and still be able to catch it on the run, while with forward momentum. And maybe the throw, ultimately, it couldn't happen because of that. And what were the wind conditions in Lambeau?
It seemed like it was
gusting. It seemed like there was a wind that was affecting some footballs when I was watching the damn thing.
Agreed.
And I'm like, did that ball? I mean, it just fluttered, and it looked like it moved a little. Not that one. Another ball a little bit later on an interception. I'm like, that thing really moved.
We'll take more of your calls at 312-332-ESPN. Let's also talk about Rodgers and Brady's futures coming up next.
See what Carmen and Yurko are talking about on Twitch.
Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
This is Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Dropping Stafford deep, throws a deep ball downfield, got Cooper Kupp in the area. It's caught inside the 15-yard line. What in the world are the Buccaneers doing?
They were blitzing up the middle, and Ndamukong Suh did a great job of coming up the middle and blasted Stafford, but
8 seconds, they're out of timeouts. 6 seconds.
And Cooper Kupp just ran right by him, and then he was chasing the whole time.
30 yards to win the game. Matt Gaith poops it through, and the Rams, by the hair of their skinny teeth deep.
You heard Al Michaels there. You heard our guy Gene Deckerhoff. I'm with Deckerhoff.
Is it by the hair of my chinny chin?
Yes.
What did he say? The skinny? What?
Chinny teeth.
It's an Al. Oh, boy. Al's used to working on Sunday nights.
He's losing it.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah. He's losing his fastball.
I thought the same thing Deckerhoff did. Like, what? The guy who just won the receiving triple crown is running free down the middle of the field? Like, that can't be right. And we now know there was a big miscommunication on that Bucs defense, and that's what led to that. Cooper Kupp had, I know he had a costly fumble, but just he continues to amaze. Mark Potash had tweeted out yesterday. We talked to Potsy one day last week, longtime scribe at the Sun-Times who's covered the Bears in the NFL forever. He tweeted, I mean, it's just like stick the knife in, Potsy. The Bears coaches coached Cooper Kupp and Jordan Morgan at the Senior Bowl in 2017. Right. They didn't draft Cooper Kupp, but they drafted Jordan Morgan. And if you're struggling to remember Jordan Morgan, there's a reason for that. He's a guard they drafted in the fifth round that's never played. So that 2017 draft, man, is going to haunt Bears fans and the organization.
Forever.
Mitch Trubisky, Adam Shaheen. I get it. A lot of teams passed on George Kittle. I get it. He was like a fifth-round pick. Yep. The Niners, whatever they saw, it's worked out. But, like, you drafted Adam Shaheen in the second round when George Kittle went in the fifth. I mean, I know it's easy to say now. That's true.
Which led you to drafting Cole Kmet.
Because a lot of teams passed on him. Yeah, but then it led you to drafting Kmet because he screwed up the Shaheen pick.
And Kmet might still turn out to be a player.
It's a vicious cycle.
And his statistics were halfway decent this year. They were halfway decent.
All right, I mean,
well, maybe he's on his way.
For the number one tight end taken the year he was drafted, he was the first tight end taken, right?
Yes, he was.
You still expect a little bit more, I think, so far.
When was Kupp taken?
Cup, I want to say, was round three. Isn't that right, guys? Was Cooper Cup a third rounder?
Yeah, I think he ran like a 4.6, so that's why he fell so far.
Yeah, see, that's why you got to be careful with those.
But he just ran by everybody. Hey, Jalen Ramsey, is the bloom off that rose? The Jalen Ramsey rose?
You didn't like the Mike Evans touchdown?
I didn't like the Mike Evans touchdown. The way he tackled a couple times.
I wouldn't say the bloom's off the rose. I think he's still pretty good.
He wasn't invincible, though.
No.
He wasn't invincible. And what happens when they quit looking invincible? You know, when Tiger Woods had his problems, he no longer was invincible. You know, he came back and struggled when the ex-wife took the 9-iron to the skull,
mm-hmm.
right? He come back. Once they see that you're vulnerable, they go on the attack. I think that's what's happening with Jalen Ramsey now. God. I think they're going to go on the attack now on Jalen Ramsey.
Well, we'll find out.
When you build a reputation, you got to keep playing well to maintain that reputation.
Debo and Ayuk this week against Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, this week.
So here, I tweeted this out at Carmen DeFalco. Do you think Tom Brady has played his last game in the NFL, yes or no? I don't think so. I was also wrong in thinking that he wouldn't leave New England, though, when he left. 2 years ago, I was like, I think he'll go back. I think Waddle and I were on the same page in that one. I'm like, he's going to stay. And he didn't. And all of a sudden, in the last 48 hours, it's like, well, Tom Brady might retire. He hasn't committed. Do we think Tom Brady's played his last game?
I don't think Brady's played his last game. I think Brady wants to find another ideal situation if Tampa's not his ideal situation.
Ooh, that's interesting. Like, pick another spot?
Pick another spot. Find another place.
How about...
What if you want to go to New Orleans? What's going on with Sean Payton? I don't know.
My dream and Mellor's dream is still alive.
I know.
Like, that was a bombshell yesterday for me in Rappaport.
If Payton stays...
He's ghosting people in the Saints organization. He might take a year off and...
Well, he's on vacation, first of all. He's on vacation. On vacation... Sometimes you don't want to be bothered.
The Bears should hire an interim coach for the year and wait for Sean Payton.
What if he's in Turks and Caicos? I mean, what are you going to do? You know, you got no cell phone service there?
Yeah, there's cell phone service.
I mean, what happens?
What do you think?
What happens?
Yeah,
Sudan? What's the place that's got, like, the huts on top of the water?
That's Fiji.
You know?
Or Bora Bora.
Bora Bora. Like, what if he's in Bora Bora?
He's not in the in the middle of the desert somewhere.
You don't know, but my point is he's on vacation. He's not looking at his phone. The wife has told him, take the phone and keep it right next to the computer.
What, can you imagine if he goes to the
On batteries. Let's get away from technology. You know, that's kind of a good thing. I had a buddy of mine show me a picture the other day. Four kids sitting at a table. All of them looking at their phones. Nobody talking to anybody. And they wonder why they got neck problems.
I took the news yesterday as... He's ghosting people, and my dream is alive, and Mellor's dream is alive.
And that's fine.
I wish I could be that.
No, Mellor, it's alive.
All right, so the point is we're back to Tom Brady.
We're back
to Brady, and what's Brady going to do? Brady is going to go someplace he knows he can win. An ideal situation that he had with Arians and when they had Jameis Winston at quarterback and he threw too many interceptions. He's got to find that again in this league. That's what he's looking for.
Where is that?
Well, that's why I mentioned New Orleans.
49ers.
Needs a quarterback with a good defense.
49ers. Can you imagine?
Big middle finger to Jimmy G again.
Or Jimmy.
Well, Jimmy's fine. He collected his money, guys.
Oh, God.
Hey, he's making bank.
But
33-14 as a starter.
Come on, you can't tell me
33-14 as a starter.
You can't tell me he wouldn't text Brady and be like, "Really, dude?"
Well, I don't think he's got Brady's number, to be honest with you.
No, I bet you he's got Giselle's though.
I guarantee you he's got Brady's number.
How about them apples?
Stop it.
I bet you he's got that little Brazilian hottie's number.
Stop it. Mm-hmm. She's a married woman. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That changes everything then.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
No married woman's ever cheated on her husband.
So
do you think it's more likely that Brady's just done in Tampa and not done overall?
I think that his head will be on a swivel this offseason. He'll look at what's happening there, but he'll also look what's happening everywhere else.
Do we think Rodgers plays the 2022 season in Green Bay?
If he's going to play football at all, it'll be in Green Bay.
I think you're right. I agree with you on that.
Yeah. And I don't know, somebody said their cap situation, they're $40 million over the cap going into next year. Well, you're getting $20 million back already. It's going from 188 to 208.
Right.
So now you're only $20 million or $28 million over the cap.
Right.
They'll find a way. Sacrifices will be made. I mean, Za'Darius Smith, somebody's got to go, whoever, you know.
Sure.
Then get the most, least dead cap hit.
Tony is in Carroll Stream. What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great, man.
I got a comment about Stafford after I give you my idea on overtime. They already have the rule that I'm thinking about in place, sort of. I mean, if you kick a field goal with the first possession, the other team gets a chance. So why not? If they get a touchdown, you get a chance. And if not, if they tie it up again, then you get sudden death after that.
Yeah.
At least each team gets a chance. And then with Stafford, and I mean, trying to give that game away, that was ridiculous. But the fact that one of the announcers made a comment, and I know Patrick Mahomes is great at doing the sidearm thing and flipping and all that stuff, but when Stafford did it, he said it was Patrick Mahomes-like. Stafford's been doing it forever.
Forever. You're right about that, Tony.
Yeah.
He was. You're not wrong about that. He was doing it. He was like the originator of that whole thing. Absolutely. He's played very well. I'm one of the guys. Like, I tweeted it at one point in December. I was like, can anybody see them ripping off four wins with Stafford? I said, maybe I'll be wrong, but I don't know. Well, he's halfway there.
Yeah, you and definitely questioned him.
He's played very well in
How
these first
two. How about
that
pass rush, huh?
Wow, Von Miller. Von Miller's playing like he did 4 years ago.
Aaron Donald is a dominant force.
Well, of course. I mean, Von Miller's found the fountain of youth.
And
looks incredible.
Leonard Floyd is the equivalent of me hopping on Reggie White's back to get to the quarterback.
Yeah.
That's what Leonard Floyd gets to do with the rest of those defensive linemen.
We'll grab a few more calls coming up next.
This hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team. Coach Collins and the Cats host Illinois this Saturday at Wells Ryan Arena at 3:30. Buy tickets now at nusports.com.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko
on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000. Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
And is he done, or is he just done in Tampa? And Yurko was saying he's going to have his head on a swivel, look for good situations. David on Twitter says, guys, I think the drama with AB had a toll on him. Merck, didn't I say that to you earlier this morning in the office?
Yeah.
I said, I think Brady feels maybe a little like, not, I don't know what the right way to put it.
Not responsible?
But a little. I think maybe he does. He really stuck his neck out for AB, and I think maybe he does feel a little like, betrayed is probably not the right word, but maybe a little guilty.
More that direction.
Yeah. I think that did take a toll on him. Ron in the city says Brady to the Titans. I admittedly am not good with the cap.
How about that?
But I will just say this. The Ryan Tannehill cap hit, according to Sport Track,
right,
for 2022 is $38.6 million. The debt cap is $57.4
million. Yeah, that's not going.
Doesn't that mean it's impossible for anybody but Ryan Tannehill to play quarterback for the Titans this year? Right?
Or, yeah. No.
Like, there's no way around that.
There's no way around it.
I'm not wrong.
The only thing I'll say is Brady, money doesn't have to be a driver if he doesn't want it to be.
So what? They would eat that?
No,
Brady could play for nothing for Vrabel?
Yeah, he's at the stage of his career. But if you're Brady, do you want to go to the AFC? Or we just listed the quarterbacks all show long.
Do you think he wants to play Allen, this? Mahomes, Herbert, Burrow in the playoffs?
I'd be looking at the NFC teams.
What's a company that's headquartered in Nashville? Give me any company that's headquartered in Nashville.
Like a big
whatever
company?
It
What's
is.
What's Kristen's?
Uncommon James, right?
Yeah.
Is it Uncommon James? Uncommon
that's James? Not a Fortune 500 that Yurko's thinking of,
just
though.
Whatever it is.
I don't know.
You cut a deal where he comes in, and then you cut a deal with the business, and his salary gets paid by the business for the time being their national promoter.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
Can you circumvent the cap that way? I guess you can.
Why wouldn't you be able to? Who knows what him and his agent are negotiating elsewhere?
I think I'm with Miller. I think he's
what
as smart
he
as anybody.
What if he comes in and plays for $3.5 million?
I think he's looking at the AFC going, maybe I'll stay in the NFC. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not kidding.
Well,
like,
you'll look at the AFC and say, my easier way to get to the Super Bowl is in the NFC.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no question about
it
right now.
The Niners, man.
And Chicago's not in a position, that's for sure.
No.
Minnesota's not in a position to be victorious.
1 year bridge gap for Niners to Lance, and he gets to play for his childhood team.
I could see that, and it's in the NFC.
Detroit not in the division.
No, but they're not yet.
No, I mean, they're in the division, but they're not good enough for him to go there.
Todd's on the north side. What's up, Todd?
Toddy!
Hey, Carmen, Yurko. What a weekend. But I'll tell you this, if Buffalo got that coin toss, they'd be in the AFC Championship game now.
I know.
And one more thing. You'll see the AFC winning the Super Bowl the next 5 or 6 years with Buffalo, Cincinnati, or Kansas City.
Have a great day, Todd,
boys.
Thanks, buddy. It might be like that Ron Yurko referenced a couple weeks ago. 13 straight years from
the
mid-'80s to the mid-'90s,
yes.
You had the NFC won. And with all these great young quarterbacks.
And it was Denver that broke that, wasn't it?
Yes, it was Denver.
It was Denver that broke that.
With Mahomes and Allen and Herbert and Burrow and, you know, who knows what happens with Deshaun. Maybe Trevor's as good as everybody thinks. I don't know. That might be more of a stretch just knowing the history of that organization. But you've got so many good young quarterbacks in the AFC right now. Matt's in Streamwood. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Carmen, Yurko. Yurko, I want to say keep your head up, good kid. I feel bad for you. I know they run that promo about you doing your online application. And then last Friday, you and Carm got blasted for Sylvie's thing. So I just said, keep your head up, good kid. I feel bad for you.
Don't feel bad for him. He's a big boy. He's all right, man.
I'll find a way to make it. Don't worry. Carmen didn't invite me to a game. His mom wanted to know why.
That's right.
Right?
But yeah, Yurko is basically, did Leslie Frazier kind of seal his fate now with having the number one defense and then that awful showing yesterday?
Right. Like, I would, what I would do is look at the body of work and look at the way that they played the whole year before I just go ahead and write him off as not a candidate.
Matt, thanks, buddy.
You know, he may not be a candidate here in Chicago, but I think Leslie Frazier was a good coach with Minnesota. I think he's a good defensive coordinator. I think he just had a little lapse of judgment late.
Here's a nugget real quick as we get ready to wrap it. This is from Burt Breer's Monday Morning Quarterback at SI.com. Albert will be on tomorrow, as he is every week, with Cap and Hoodie. You ready, Yerk?
Yeah.
Ryan Poles could be the next GM hire. The Chiefs Executive Director of Player Personnel is 37. There'd be a learning curve. While he's been in management the last few years overseeing the team's road scouts, he hasn't worked on contracts with agents through roster management or other elements of the operations side. But he's bright, he has a great eye for talent, and he's been dynamite in interviews going back to his emergence as a finalist last year in Carolina. He has a second interview with the Bears Tuesday, and it is tentatively scheduled to meet with the Vikings for a second time on Wednesday. The Bears' Bill Polian, Tony Dungy connected candidates, Caldwell Frazier and Eberflus, have emerged as top names. Hiring Poles could mean changing course. Poles is close with fellow former Boston College football letterman Brian Flores, and Flores has already interviewed with the Bears, and Poles has been in touch with a number of other candidates for the Vikings and Bears jobs. Caldwell is one, Quinn, Bowles, and Kevin O'Connell are the others. So just like Quinn is the big domino on the coaching side, Poles could be the next domino on the GM side. Got a little tie into the Bears. We'll watch that over the next 48 hours or so. According to Breer, he's getting a second interview with the Bears tomorrow. Thank you for listening and participating today. It was great fun talking about that phenomenal weekend of football with all of you. We'll see you tomorrow. Great job by Midway, Jeff Meller, J.R. Strauss, and Randy Merkin. Greeny is next, and Meller has the final word.
Carmen and Yurko present today's final word. Because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth. Today's final word.
You had to have a last word.
On Carmen and Yurko.
I'm still waiting for an answer. What does Garoppolo mean in Italian?
I don't know.
You put it in the translator.
Did we
still
put it in? I think you said that. You guys did that. Like turtleback.
Yeah, it comes out
like
with that. Nothing.
What does it mean? Handsome as blank.
I've found the translation, gentlemen. Garoppolo is apparently Italian hoodie for cousins.
That's cool.
Eugene is cousin.
No, cousins. The quarterback. Come on.
Cousins.
You guys slow over here. What
Kirk
the hell
cousins.
Is going on?
That was good.
That was good.
That was the final word on Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000.